All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday as this weekend continues. A very emotional day yesterday around baseball and the country as we remembered 9/11 and the tragic events of that day. So it was tastefully done, I thought, in every ballpark. A big game in New York last night, and the Yankees ended up winning 8-7. Aaron Judge, a couple of home runs, but before the game, they really did something special where the teams interlocked arms and showed the country that New York could be won, and that was what we needed to see one more time. So a good job last night at Citi Field before a sellout crowd of 43,144. Well, at Wrigley yesterday, it was a beautiful day for baseball, and the Giants win it 15-4. Over the Chicago Cubs, and for the Giants, that is win number 6 in a row. It ties their longest winning streak of the year. They've won 8 of 9. They're 5-0 on the trip, and the magic number is now 4 to secure a playoff berth. Giants are going to be in the playoffs. It's going to be a fabulous October. A lot of interesting things happened in baseball yesterday. But let's talk about this one for a little while before we go and bring in the professor, our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, Ron Wotus. It was Kevin Gausman yesterday. Very effective. Had a little trouble in the first inning, got out of it. But then the Giants aced and iced the game in the second inning. For Gausman, 6 innings yesterday for him. 8 hits, 3 runs, no walks, 9 strikeouts. He's now got 201 strikeouts on the year. And really a tremendous year for Kevin Gausman. He did go to 14-5 with the win yesterday. But Logan Webb today, Kevin Gausman, Giants have a very good 1-2 punch here going into the playoffs. All right, the Giants iced the game in the second inning, and it was one of those innings that we've seen before. They had 2 big innings yesterday, a 5-run inning and a 6-run inning. But the second inning really put it away for the Giants yesterday. Crawford gets a walk. Longoria, double down the line. He's starting to swing the bat right now. Yastrzemski goes 3-0. Then they put him on for an intentional walk. Now, there's 2 out at this point. They get Gausman on a strikeout, so the Cubs are doing a little bit of strategy here. And it brings up Tommy La Stella. And Tommy La Stella, a very important part of what the Giants are going to do here in October. He's a good leadoff hitter. He works the count. And he got a 3-2 pitch. And he didn't miss it and got a base hit. 2 runs scored, and the Giants went up 2-1. Well, this brings up that man again, Brandon Belt, who is just on fire. He's 10-for-21 in his last 5 games. And I texted to Kerry Crowley. I said, if they get to Belt in this inning, this game is over. And sure enough, Belt hit a 3-run shot, and the Giants were up 5-1, number 23 for Brandon Belt. Tommy La Stella hit a home run in that 6-run inning, as that was number 4 for him. 6 2-out RBIs for the Giants yesterday. 13 hits off of 7 Cub pitchers. They got 11 walks and 9 strikeouts. It was not a pretty day for Cub fans at Wrigley Field yesterday. For the Giant pitchers, Barriger came in and got a 3-inning save, did a nice job to save everybody else. But for the Giant pitchers, 1 walk and 11 strikeouts for him. La Stella and Belt at the top of the order. And I've said this before. I thought it'd be La Stella and Yastrzemski, and that would be the way it would go. But I'll take La Stella and Belt as we go through this playoff. 5-for-10 yesterday for the two of them. 2 homers, 8 RBIs, and 5 runs scored. How about that? Giants are 47 now and 27 on the road. They get reinforcements back today. Wilmer Flores will be back today. The Cubs get a reinforcement back today, and their manager, who's been out on quarantine for COVID, David Ross, is back today, and Andy Green goes back to being the bench coach. The Giants' pen, still number 1 since the All-Star break at 2.62. And I bring it up because you look around baseball. Just take a look at Toronto, what they did yesterday. They were down 1-0, getting no hit, going into the final 7th inning. It was a doubleheader with the Orioles. And they erupted for 11 runs. You see this all the time. 6 runs, 5 runs, 10 runs, 9 runs in an inning. Bullpens are just getting whacked around. The Giant bullpen is a real strength for this team, and it will be a tremendous strength for them in October. They're number one since the break with a .262 earned run average. The starters number 7 in Major League Baseball with 3.87. And 212 home runs for the Giants. They are 9 behind that great 1947 team that had 221. All right, we'll take a very quick break. We'll bring in the professor, Ron Wotus. We'll talk some ball with him this morning right here. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.